Mr. Chairman, could we get the person for the second of that? I heard two people and we didn't.
I'll take the heat.
Okay. Yeah. I knew it was from down there.
Yeah. Me and George raced each other.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, that will, that's the end of public hearing and final vote. So we are on to concepts. First one, 18-18 Unified Covenant LLC, proposed nightly rental. Good evening,
gentlemen. Good evening, ma'am. How are you? I think Scott has a PowerPoint.
Okay, just have to get me there. I just have a small part of the presentation, and I'll bring their PowerPoint up. This is location 2155 Lakeshore. Applicants requesting approval of Division 3 special use permit for the ability to nightly rent the existing 8-bedroom single-family home located at 2155 Lakeshore Drive, Branson. Zoomed out, Lakeshore. Course along here, Lakeshore ends right here. These are the parcels that pull up when we pull the parcel number.
All right, good evening. Chris Powers. I'm going to kind of go through here briefly, kind of briefly by exception, because a lot of the information that's here was in our application process. So this is just our administrative data points of contact and such. Next slide, Scott. Thank you. All right, property information. So the address is 2155 Lakeshore Drive. 1.24 acres is in the project area. Two parcel IDs that are going to be referenced throughout this. I'll explain it further in a moment, but we're in section 28, township 23, range 21. Next slide, please. All right, so it's really difficult to see. Complicated to see really anything there, but bottom line, that there are two parcels that are involved here. One is above the 715 MSL, and one is below it. And so that's what the property is separated between. The bottom property, this property was in the course of litigation for several years. The bottom portion of the property, fee simple title, is owned by Empire Electric with a right to occupy being owned by Unified Covenant LLC. That's a term of art, I understand, but the bottom line is Empire consents to and doesn't object to our application and are fine with that application process. The two parcels are really divided by that 715 MSL. It's difficult to see on here, but if you look on the assessor's page, it's a little bit more presentable. Next slide, please. This is just kind of a zoom in. I think the pictures that you saw earlier are a little bit better. What I'd emphasize here is that it's kind of an overview of the parking. There's a three-car garage there on the southwest side of the property, and then outdoor parking as well, kind of throughout. There are vegetative barriers that exist on all sides of the property. The property can't be seen from any of the surrounding properties. On the northeast side, you have really mature elm, oak, and other hardwoods. On the southwest side, you have 15-foot tall henbend, as well as some mature trees as well. And then, if you would just go back up one slide, please. The only other property owner that would have the potential to be able to see the property is right here. This is Rich and Sue Wiegers. And because of the bend in the easement, really the property is invisible from that. It's not, you can't see it from their home. Next slide, please. So just some specifics here that I thought I'd bring to your attention. Construction details kind of speaks for itself. Year of construction is 2001, 4,500 square feet according to the assessor's office. single-family residence with 8 rooms, 5 bathrooms, 3-car garage, and exterior parking as well. Supporting infrastructure, so road access to this property is from Lakeshore Drive and 76. You go north on Lakeshore. There's a vacated road that leads to our non-exclusive easement that was recorded actually today with the county recorder's office. And vehicles, again, proceeding along that route are proceeding along Lakeshore Drive. Next slide, please. Okay, so a few things here. Project area is 400 feet to the northeast of Driftwater Resort. This is, what's being emphasized in the call-out box on the top right is I think that's the county sign. It says Lakeshore Drive Resort Area ahead. It's bound on the northeast of with Driftwater Resort. 600 feet to the southwest is Tanglewood Lodge and Resort. It's also within the same vicinity of Kennecott Camp, Kids Across America, Dulo Center, Barnabas Bed and Breakfast, Branson Lakeshore Resort, and Blue Haven Resort. Next slide. And that's kind of the 30,000 foot view of the property itself. Obviously, we'll subject to any of your questions. That's kind of an overview of the concept.
Do you have a letter from Empire agreeing to anything being there?
We do.
Is that part of our packet?
So I've actually got it here.
Oh, just long as
absolutely. There are actually two documents. One's a letter of permission. The other is an actual formal agreement that talks about that right to occupy. And those are both recorded. I've got them in my possession. I can provide them to Scott.
Randy, I was the surveyor that located the elevation line for Empire. And like you say, I was in court forever on this. And that was Dr. Smalley's house to begin with. And then he sold it. And then that's when it was encroached on Empire. And the courts found that Empire did own that property. But then they gave them, like they say, the right to occupy.
Any other questions? That was a good detailed presentation for concepts.
How many people are we asking to occupy on this?
14.
Is that 8-bedroom?
8.
That's so 8 times 2, 16, 18?
Or 9.
8 bedrooms, 2 per bedroom, so it'd be 18 with 9 parking spaces, correct.
So I think it's been referenced in the court pleadings as Rex Road. Just bringing back bad memories.
All right, if there's no further questions or comment, we'll see you June 11th. And if you can get that information to Scott, that'd
absolutely
be helpful.
Okay.
Next, we've got concept 18-21, proposed wireless communication facility, 615 Deer Lane, Kirbyville.
18.
Horvath Communications.
21. Horvath Communications proposing a 250-foot guide tower that will be housed in a 75-by-75 fence compound on the 120-acre parcel. Here's our parcel highlighted here. Forsyth, Kirbyville, gives you an idea of the location. Zoomed in here. Deer Lane. The actual location they showed on the tower on this parcel is right in this location here.
It would actually be closer to that tree that tree.
Oh, right in there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we're a good distance off the road.
Okay.
Dan, as Scott says, application for a 250-foot guide tower. Like I was saying, we're actually a little bit closer to quite a bit. We're right here next to this tree, 200 feet off this road. And, you know,
over 1,000 feet from all the other parcel lines. We also submitted a
certified engineer fall zone letter. It states the tower, in the event of a failure, it wouldn't fall more than 130 feet. So even if it did have some kind of a failure, it wouldn't reach the nearby road, and there's not a house within 500 feet of it. There was really nothing around it. Other than that, it's pretty straightforward. If you guys have any questions, I'd like to answer them for you.
Closest residential homes is?
There's two of them. One is the property owner. He lives in a trailer home right here.
Okay.
And then there's somebody across Deer Lane that lives right here. So, you know, pretty good distance. They're both over 500 feet. I don't know the exact distance, but.
Have you proactively contacted that owner? Or?
I actually went and met with him to see if he'd be interested first. So.
So what was his reply?
He wanted too much money.
He's interested
just for a little bit more than we wanted to spend.
Yeah, right. It's
a 250-foot tower?
It is.
And you're 200 foot from the road?
Yep.
If it falls over, it won't hit the road?
No, it's the fall zone's 130 feet.
It breaks in half.
We've heard that song before.
Yeah.
Any other... Seems pretty straightforward application. Any other questions? All right, we'll see you June 11th. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, next we've got concept 18-22.
It was actually postponed.
Okay, so we're to 18-23, proposed car wash.
This applicant's requesting approval of Division 3 permit for the ability to build a wash bay in a future public car wash to be located on 11.5 acres on a parcel on Highway 160, Cassie Mills. Right here's the junction of 76-160. Of course, Forsyth's back to our left. Picture of the parcel. This is the area that he had marked out with cones. And your applicant's there before you.
All right, good evening.
Good evening, I'm Richard Fordyce. We live kind of just across the street from there. The reason we're trying to get a car wash is I own a business that we cannot wash our trucks in any car wash within the next 20 miles. Everything we use anywhere close is for cars, and we have trucks. So I'm pretty much washing mine right now out in my parking lot.
Is this going to be a commercial?
We will be opening it up to commercial. I've been contacted by the State Department out at Bradleyville. They are looking, trying to find some place because the car wash up the street is closing down. He's wanting to build more storage, which it's been shut down for the past 8 months anyways. My property is that big building right across the street. That's my shop, and then our house is right up the hill from it. I also own the lot next door to the right of that. The house next door to the north side of that was Jarrett Cole's automotive shop.
Yeah.
Okay, and then that was Lakeway Drive coming down into the subdivision. We have county water right to that corner of the tree line right there is Taney County Water District Number 1, which I'm a member of the board member. I've talked to them already. We've been okayed with water. Something was mentioned about trying to get into the Lakeway sewer. You can't do that unless you're a covenant of Lakeway subdivision, which we're not. The Lakeway Water District can't supply us with enough pressure anyways because they're always with low water pressure. That's why we checked with the county water district and we're okay there.
That's a county sewer now.
It is county sewer, but you still would have to go through Lakeway subdivision to be...
The way I understand it, that you've got to be part of the subdivision to be
part of that Lakeway sewer. Which the sewer lines do run the bottom side of our property right through there, about 40 feet. I only found them because they're exposed.